Sweeney, and thank you for allowing me to come in and talk to you for a few minutes about the upcoming presidential debate. We're not looking at this debate as a single event. We're really looking at debate season. We had a nice kickoff there on Super Tuesday. We're looking at the Republican convention, the Democratic convention, then our debate, the other three debates, and then election night is hopefully a way to build community around this particular thing that's going on. So as look at what's going on campus right now, we have a number of new courses that are being offered by communications, political science, history. I had a conversation the other day with Joanne Lee about some things they're doing in the College of Business. The College of Science and Mathematics has a set of panel discussions that they're going to be hosting in the fall. We have a Right Vote partnership with Multicultural Affairs and Community Engagement and the League of Women Voters. We have a number of K-12 initiatives that are coming out of the College of Education and Human Services, a partnership with Think TV, as well as a partnership with the Ohio Department of Education. We're working with the radio station. We have a radio show hosted by Wright State faculty that can be podcast and put on the website. There's a film series, mock debates, opportunities for the students to get engaged through volunteers. We need folks out of communication, social media, criminal justice, computer science, and then some at-large ambassadors that are going to be able to host folks that are here. We also do it in terms of community engagement. We have a host committee. We'll have the national and international media. The Commission on Presidential Debates, the actual commission will be here through with Jack Dustin. I don't know if he's here. He's working with Sochi and doing an issues forum to help create some questions for our mock debates as well as the questions that we can forward to the commission. They're looking at alumni watch parties, student watch parties, faculty watch parties. And then, obviously, the issue of funding. We estimated high, we hope high, estimated on this. We put in a request for $8 million. We're going to get these dollars back through cost recovery. And what that means is when the media comes here and they do those stand-ups at these little booths, they have to rent the space. The Sunday morning shows will be broadcast from the Nutter Center. They have to rent the space. We're hoping to get about $1 million in cost recovery. We got about $500,000 in hand right now through donations. We're working with our elected officials to get a $1.6 million request into the state appropriations. Jobs Ohio has been very generous with Cleveland and Cincinnati for the Republican convention and the All-Star game, respectively. So we have an ask into them for a $3 million in-kind support, whether it's from AT&T or Cisco. And then corporate and private sponsorships. We've got about $10 million of asks out in the corporate sponsorship, and we're continuing to do that. So our intent is that every dollar that we spend on the debate will be used, will be raised external to the university. Okay. All right. And now this is the night of the debate. This is the campus. Let's see if we can do that. This is the debate perimeter. The debate's going to occur in the Nutter Center, and everything sort of in that blue area is going to be fenced in. The Secret Service will take control of that space. Again, okay. And then as part of our contract, we have to provide a free speech. If you've been to the Nutter Center for any of the events lately, people stand outside and yell at as you go in. Any event that's controlled by the Secret Service, they're able to restrict the area where you can do that. We're going to have free speech area across Chrono Glen on the other side. And then this is what the traffic's going to look like to get out of campus that night. At some point later in the day, the road heading east to 844 will be closed. You'll be able to get out onto Chrono Glen and head west and get on 675 north or south, get into Beaver Creek, or you can go out the back way onto Kaufman and turn left or right. The debate itself starts at 9 o'clock. The area in the debate perimeter is going to start being populated around 4:30. 5 o'clock, that's when the people that have tickets, all of our tickets will go to students. We have an event coming up where the students will be awarded tickets. They'll show up. they'll write a, they'll get wanded. Everything will be taken away from them. They'll get on a bus. They'll come inside the fence. They'll sit there for a few hours in an area which, as it's described, as upscale porta-johns and some things to eat. And then they'll go in, and then they have to stay in their seats until the debate is over and the candidates have left. What we don't know at this point is how many candidates will be there that night. On the website for the Commission on Presidential Debates, they talk about what it takes to qualify to be on the stage. And so what we're telling is there'll be two-plus participants that night. And that's kind of where we are right now. I want to thank, we've had a wonderful, a lot of support across campus, the classes that are being developed. We're looking at this as, you know, this, we are one of four students, or one of four universities in the world that are hosting this debate. And for the next 4 years, these are the only students who can graduate with something on their resume talking about their involvement in something of this magnitude. And so we're really, anytime we can turn this into an opportunity for the students to get engaged, we do. Thank you very much.
Do we have any questions for Dr. Sweeney? And while you're thinking, I want to just say one reason why I invited him to come speak to us is there has been some concern about the impact on class schedules, course schedules. So what he reported to the EC is that classes that are being held during the day on the main part of campus should not be affected by traffic. The Nutter Center classes have already been sorted out where they will be offered on Friday and Monday of that week. Is that correct?
No, they will be relocated for that week.
For that week.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And then the last thing is, so the only courses that potentially could be impacted would be those that would be taught evenings on Monday.
Right.
And there's no, so people who are scheduled to teach then should be thinking a little bit about how you want to handle your students. But there's no need to cancel class necessarily because the traffic should be routed. That was my only concern really with bringing him there. But I see that, yes, we have a question.
Will there be?
That we do not know. What we do know that the debate is going to be held on the 26th of September. We do not know what the format is going to be. And so they can come out and do what would be considered a podium debate. And the candidates will come out, stand behind a podium, and the moderator will be down below asking questions. And there'll be a configuration of the Nutter Center to accommodate that. The second is a table debate where they come out and they sit at a table with the moderator. And there's a configuration for the Nutter Center that way. And then the third is what's called a town hall, where we have to build some bleachers. They'll have, I think, about 70 people from the community that will be invited to ask questions. They will be in the Nutter Center, I think, from about noon on. They'll be housed there. So we have that looks like a different configuration as well. The Commission on Presidential Debates will have an allocation of tickets. Each of the political parties or candidates will have an allocation of tickets, and then we will get the rest. And so we're at this point, we don't know. But what we have been told by a number of the schools that have hosted before us, and to your point about the classes, Tuesday morning you won't know there was a debate here. When they leave, it's sort of back to normal. But everyone has reported that they got additional tickets the night of the debate because the idea of showing up around 4:30 or 5 o'clock, taking a bus over, sitting outside for a few hours, even with the upscale porta-johns, and then sitting in the Nutter Center. They take your phone. You're not allowed to have any phones or anything as well in there as well. It's just not attractive to some of the parties. And so oftentimes we can get almost twice as many student tickets as we were allocated. So we're operating under the assumption that we'll probably end up with a lot more tickets than what they award. So we're going to do a drawing for student tickets, and then we'll do a drawing for a wait list. And the students will be all housed there. And as we find out how many more tickets we get, we'll invite more in.
Other questions or comments? Yes, Senator Basho.
When will the Nutter Center be closed off for use for students and faculty, et cetera? And when does it reopen for our use?
They take over at 8 o'clock in the morning on September 19th, and they return it back to us at 5 o'clock in the afternoon on September 27th.
Well, and Robert, talk about the relocation of the kinesiology and where they're going to be for that week.
They'll be relocated.
Okay, it's not
that's
done
as much as I can report right now. We're looking at space. Talking to Drew Pringle, what he would prefer is that all of the kinesiology classes for the fall term up to the debate be held in the same location. And so after the debate, they can move back into the Nutter Center. So he's really thinking about class-wise. We're looking for space for him so they can hold their classes. He doesn't want to just move them for that week. He wanted to move them for the 4 weeks in advance.
But their offices and how to access the people, same?
Same thing. And then it's just the Commission on Presidential Debates gone through, and there's Secret Service space, and there's a party space. And so we'll vacate the offices, and we'll move the people the weekend before, and we'll have you back in on Wednesday.
I assume that students who either get tickets or who are volunteering in one of these wonderful experiences will need to be excused from classes in the way that we excuse student athletes who travel or choir groups who go on trips. But since I might have an entire class full of people who say they're going to be doing it, will there be any sort of formal way that faculty can know if a student will be has an opportunity to be away, so that they will be able to make that judgment about excusing an absence?
Yes, and the students will have one or the other opportunity. If you're a volunteer, you won't be able to get a ticket. If you have a ticket, you won't be able to be a volunteer. We're trying to give as many opportunities to students as we can. And so there will be a list of students that will be published that says who are the ticket winners. We'll have a list of those, and then we have a website where we'll be managing the student volunteers. So you'll have all those folks. We'll give you, for the students, that they can take to their faculty to say, I am a, like the student athletes do, I am a volunteer for communication or criminal justice or whatever. And we'd appreciate any. Now, the day of the debate is when the tickets will be used, but the week leading up to it, some students may have an opportunity to do a lot of volunteering, particularly to support the media.
Senator Polk.
I must say that I'm impressed that the questions so far have focused on the impact that this event is going to have on students, and I think that that's right and proper. But because faculty and staff are being asked to undertake budget remediation exercises, I have to ask a question about the bottom line. I'm not sure I heard what the figure is for how much is this going to cost. Is it $8 million?
That was what we put into the board, saying that the budget, we're again sharpening our pencil as best we can. We have it under $8 million right now.
And how confident are you that you will be able to recover the cost with external monies?
That's the $8 million question. We are working as hard as we can. We genuinely hope that we'll be able to recover that through the work of our fundraisers, as well as the host committee and the connections we have in Columbus. We're hoping to raise every dollar.
Well, let me speak to that because I want to be very precise about that. We will raise the money. Okay, I'm going to say it again. I've said it every time that question's been asked. We right now, on April 19th, is the celebration of our Rise Shine campaign. Mr. Hanks will be here next week. On April 21st, we will put all of our assets, fundraisers, on this project. Up to this point, we've had one or two people working it because we've been finishing the campaign. And so what will happen April 21st is we will now bring all our assets to make sure we do raise the money to be needed. So I'm very confident we're going to raise it. In fact, our goal is to raise more than we need. And so, I mean, I can't give you, I'll just say this much. We are going to raise the money. And you, I guess if you don't believe me, then we'll just wait and see, won't we?
Is when can faculty, after September, can faculty expect to receive a full accounting of how much the event cost the university?
Your October Faculty Senate meeting.
October. Thank you very much.
Thank you.